A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have heard that it was said. Jesus repeats this phrase over and over again in the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel. You have heard that it was said. He's reminding his listeners, his disciples in this case, that they come from a long tradition of following the law given them by Moses. The law is clear about our relationship with our fellow human beings. No judging others, no adultery, no divorce, no perjury, no harsh retaliation, etc., etc. There's a difference here, however, between the law his disciples had been taught and the law being taught by Jesus. Yes, we break the law by these acts that violate our relationship with one another, but it isn't just the acts themselves that Jesus tells us to avoid. It's what's in our head and in our heart, even if we never commit the sinful acts. Jesus goes beyond the law to the reason for the law, the spirit of the law. Not only is it against God's will to kill another, it's just as bad to hate another person. Violence doesn't solve a problem, it makes it worse. Violence begets violence. The solution, according to the renewed law explained by Jesus, the solution is as simple as loving. Loving not only our neighbors, our friends, our family members, that's easy, usually. Now he's inviting, no, commanding us to love even our enemies, even those who persecute us. This is radical. Those who heard Jesus say this must have thought he had finally lost his mind. Last month, those of us in the United States celebrated the legacy of Martin Luther King, Jr., who literally gave his life in obedience to these commands of Jesus. More than most people in our world, King really got the message. He embodied the good news by how he acted, what he said, how he died, and how he inspired so many others to do the same. Can we say he was a Christ figure? His words ring out as powerfully today as when he proclaimed them almost 50 years ago. Nonviolence is a powerful and just weapon, he tells us. A weapon which cuts without wounding and ennobles the one who wields it. It is a sword that heals. God is love, and they who abide in love abide in God, and God in them. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.